Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Today is an overcast. It may rain today. Whatever it do, we're still here praising God and praying for you, you, and you, and wishing and praying and hoping that you have a great day. And remember, Jesus loves you, and we love you too. We're going to have our own Sister Diane to say a prayer, a few prayers.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, giving you honor, glory, and praise, thanking you for this day, Lord Father, thanking you that you woke us up this morning, Father, clothed in our right mind, Lord Father. Father God, we come before you, Lord Father God, asking you, Lord Father God, to just have your way, Lord Father God, with these people, Lord Father God, that ask for prayer today, Lord Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord Father God, to touch Jazzery right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch her from the crown of her head, Lord Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father God, help her, Lord Father God, to talk and walk, Lord Father God. Father God, we know nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, how you brought out Anita Gaines, Lord Father God, Elma Smith, Lord Father God, Eldred Christian, Lord Father God, Clement Thomas, Lord Father, Pastor James Harrington, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, how you brought them out of the hospital, Lord Father God. Father God, continue, Lord Father God, to strengthen their bodies right now, Lord Father. We continue to hold to you, Lord Father God. Zoe Rose, Lord Father, the premature baby, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, each and every day, Lord Father God, as she continue, Lord Father God, to grow, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, how you brought her and her mom out of the hospital, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for touching Raymond Jr.'s body right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father God, to strengthen his body right now, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for the day, Lord Father God, that you remove, Lord Father God, that feeding tube right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we pray for those, Lord Father God, that is going through sickness in their bodies right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch them right now, Lord Father God. Father God, you say, by your stripes we are healed, and we thanking you right now for healing, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for having your way, Lord Father God, in their bodies, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you for strength today, Lord Father God, for those, Lord Father God, that feel weak today, Lord Father. We speak strength to them right now, Lord Father. For those, Lord Father God, that feel like giving up, Lord Father God, we speak strength to them, Lord Father God. Father God, place someone in their path right now, Lord Father God, even just for a smile, Lord Father God. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for that person, Lord Father God, that you're placing right there in their path right now, Lord Father. We come against suicide today, Lord Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your angels, Lord Father God, standing guard around that person today, Lord Father God. Oh, Father God, I ask you today, Lord Father God, to decrease my apostle, Lord Father God, as you increase in her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, have your way with her, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father God, to touch those, Lord Father God, that listens on the broadcast right now, Lord Father God. Bless them and bless their needs, what they need at this time, Lord Father. For those, Lord Father God, that are dealing with court cases, Lord Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for being that judge, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for being their attorney right now, Lord Father. For you say you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord Father. So today, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to have your way upon this broadcast and let your word come forth like never before. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Now, you miss your condition or whatever, then you have to give us a call at 347-857-3925. Just give us a call if you will. We're waiting to hear from you. We want to pray for you too. Those of you that are still remaining on the air that have power wherever, we thank God for you that started not robbery to still listen, even though you're in a little predicament at this time. And we still pray for you, those that don't have whatever they don't have, nothing. We pray for them that God will provide, because he is the great provider, okay? All right, you sick? You know we're praying for you too today. Your sickness, that it won't be no more. All right, that it's gone. Tell the devil it's gone.
It's gone.
Okay. All right, let me give you a little word here. Unless our moments are filled with faith, our years will be fraught with fear. Unless our steps are taken with assurance, our journeys will be troubled with anxiety. Unless our days are undergirded by devotions, our lives will be undermined by doubts. Shall we tell you that again? Unless our moments are filled with faith, our years will be fraught with fear. Unless our steps are taken with assurance, our journeys will be troubled with anxiety. Unless our days are undergirded by devotions, our lives will be undermined by doubts. We thank God for that word. We trust something was said to enlighten you. We thank the Lord for Sister Diane, and we thank the Lord for Deacon Mike being with us today. And above all, we thank God for you that's on the other end. It's a pleasure. Believe me, it's a pleasure. I just pray that God will move on you to write us or just to call us you know, while we're on the air, and so that we can hear your voice and, you know, talk to you and see how you doing and everything. You know, it would be such a pleasure for us to hear your voice, okay? All right, today. You know, I was about to find out what we wanted to really talk about today, but I thought about what we had on last night. I did think about that. You know, because, you know, when you think about it, it's a pretty decent subject. You know what I'm saying? Pretty decent subject it is. And we're gonna go somewhat to that today. We're gonna talk about normalism. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We want to talk about that. You want to know what that is, huh? Well, you could look in the dictionaries and find out all about it, but some say one thing, some say another thing. You know what I'm saying? It does that. It says, outside of our arcane discussions in a medieval philosophy, normalism is the possession of a baseless name, title, or description. Baseless name, title, or description. Huh? It's like having a normal vacation, but you still got to work. Don't seem like a vacation, didn't do it. You see, those are things that we consider it's normal, right? But you're still working, okay? And you have a name and a title, but there's nothing, you know, descriptive about it. You can't do nothing. What are you doing with it? Nothing. Because what? It's just there. Somebody just hung it on you to make you feel better. Okay? That's what it was. But let me say this. Normalism exists in religious circles now. Now, you know, Christian, religious, whatever you want to put, whatever word you want to use. You know, today we've gotten quite fancy, and everybody want to use big words, and, you know, we don't want to be, you know, big words where you don't understand nothing, and I don't either. You know, we don't want to go there. So normal Christians are what? What we're going to talk about is the normal churchgoers. Normal churchgoers, huh? Are people that say they are religious whose faith do not go beyond being identified with a church. Your faith has to identify with the church. Now, why did we want to talk about that? Because we came about with a thing that most Christians are Christians in name only. Okay? They Christians in name only. They belong to some group, another, some sect, another, some denomination, just because, you know. And when you ask people today, are you a Christian, what the first thing they say? I'm a Christian. And why do they say they're a Christian? And they don't even dot a church door. Huh? But they say, my mother goes to church. Well, that's not you. You see, that's not you. You say your mother. That's your mother. Your mother has that confession, okay? You don't have that confession, all right? And so you are a normalist. That's what you are, a normalist, because you are identifying with a church, huh? But you don't participate. Hello, do you see what I'm saying? You don't go, you don't participate. Let me tell you, don't be afraid to go to somebody's church. Don't be afraid to go and take part. Don't just go there, be a participant. Take some time of responsible job in the church. You know, let your gifts come forth in there. Do you get what I'm saying? Don't be a normalist. You see what I'm saying? I don't want, there's so many people today, so many church goers, and they confess that they're Christians, but they don't ever get there. I know. You don't want to hear that. But it is the truth. We say we belong to church because our mother do. We belong to church because my family, that's where my family goes. That's where they always been down through the years. Well, that don't mean you go. You have not made a personal relationship with God. You have not done it yourself. So when God call your number, who you going to answer for? You can't answer for yourself because you up there talking about your family. Well, they go there and all, you know, and this is all over today. We want to have a label of Christianity. This is what we wear, a label of Christianity, just because our forefathers went there, because that church been in my family all these years, yes, and that's my home church. You don't even know what they preach. You don't know the doctrine or anything, but you're saying they could have done turned to be a cult. You know, and you ain't been there yet to see what's going on. Do you get it? So you are a normalist. That's the label that you wear. You may go to, some people go to Christian functions, you see, and all the Christian functions, but they are not a part of the church because they just Every time they come, they visit us. Every time they come to visit, they haven't put a membership there, and then as soon as they die, somebody want to drag them up in the church. You see how we are? But, oh, she a Christian. You know, we go to church, but they didn't go to church. Now you want somebody to get up and speak all these swelling words over them, and you know they live a hellish life. You know the lifestyle they live. You know how they died. They died violently, doing something they wasn't supposed to be doing. You know, but you want to drag them up in somebody's church and say that they're Christian. And they, you know what our favorite word is? They did good. They always was a good person. Good don't get you in the kingdom. Do you get it? Why would you want your loved one, whoever they are, to go into a Christless grave? Why can't you lead them to Christ? Tell them about Christ, at least tell them about it. And make sure that when they come to church, they committed to the ministry that they're in. Do you see? It's so many people that's not committed to the ministry. They just sit there. I'm going to tell you the truth. They sit there like a water on a pickle. They sit down and they just look and they start judging up and down and all of these things. Don't they know you are headed for hell's gate? You see, because of this here, God wants you to take part. Take part in this service. You know, I was just before the broadcast, I was thinking, I say people have this thing, that these normalists have these problems, and this is what they always say is this here. Well, I could stay home and pray. I could stay home and look at TV, look at the church on TV. You know, we say all these things, but you forget all the people of old, God always had them in a tabernacle, a place to gather together and worship him, not on the TV. You ain't with nobody on no TV unless you sick and in a hospital. That is geared for you then. See, he said that you are not to fail to assemble yourselves together. Now, you may not like what the preacher say. Half of the world don't like what the preacher say because they're stepping on their toes and getting in their business. And nobody wants you to sit up and talk about their sin. They want you to say they perfect. You ain't perfect. We ain't perfect yet. We striving to be perfect. Do you get the picture? We striving to be perfect. So we got to cut out this thing that, well, I'm going to church because of this one and that one, and you go there, you don't get nothing because you leave the same way you come in, you leave the same way you came in. And you see this every day in churches all across the land, and pastors are talking about it these days. I know you don't want nobody to talk about you because that's your business. Well, you ought to do right, okay? You ain't got no business. You in sin, everybody going to see it. You see, when you living in sin, I know you don't want to hear it, but listen, let me tell you, you are a normalist, because of the fact is you only want to go to church when it suits you. You want to go for social activity. You know, we've made it a social club. You want to see entertainment. You want somebody to entertain you and tickle your ears and all of this. Well, it's time out for that because Jesus is about to come and things are unfolding very fast now. And we've got to talk to you about the state of your condition, your heart condition, your mind condition, and your tongue. You see, because your tongues are going. When you don't understand, you don't know nothing, so tongues are being wagged all over the place, you see? And what is happening? You have become one of the people that say, well, I'm a Christian. Well, you could be living in the Bible Belt. I don't know. When you people in the Bible Belt, they think, oh, everybody here is Christian, and they not. That's far as from the truth is a lie is. And it's a long way from the truth, you see. And you think, you still say you're a Christian. You know why you do that? And you don't want to change. Somebody said, what church you go to? I don't know that name. Well, you ain't been there. That's why you don't know its name. You see, you ought to know the name of the church in your neighborhood at least. One church anyway, because there's so many of them in each neighborhood, and you should be able to know at least a name. You should stop by there sometime and go in there sometime and sit down and hear a word. I know as soon as you get in there, it's going to be a word that you don't like. But let me tell you, every church have people that walk in the doors and the preacher is saying something they don't like the preacher know you. Preacher don't know you, but God do. God is uncovering all the mess. Do you hear me? All these pretentious Christians, name only Christians. You know the name only? Yes, I'm a Christian. Everybody and their uncle say they Christian. And they don't even know what a Christian is. It is to be Christ-like in the first place. See, you don't even know who Christ is. You got him all mixed up. You think he's the prophet. You think he's just the man. You know, he don't exist. He don't have power. All these things is coming out of your lips, and you don't even know nothing about him. You haven't took time out to find out, is it real? See? But you go because someone else in your family, that's where they go. So now you, hey, that's my church. What do they teach there? What do they preach there? And the first thing, you know what, every time I ask somebody for church, you know, what kind of activity you got? What y'all do? In other words, what playtime you got? They want to know what they can come there and get into fun and have fun. The thing is, the preachers done made church a social gathering. See? You become a normalist because you do not want to go through change. You don't want to take the salvation covenant and come into Christ. You don't want to do that. And you want to do what everybody else do. I want to be able to party when I get ready. If I want to go out and have me two or three drinks and smoke a little weed or whatever else you smoke, when you want to go out and do that, you don't want nobody to tell you nothing what to do. And what did he say you, what you say? And what was that word we say? See there? They didn't even know the word. Praise God.
Don't look at me. Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do and leave me alone.
See, this is all we want to do is say that again, church.
Don't look
at
me.
Don't tell me what to do and leave me alone. That is the realm of your salvation. Is that's what you want the church to do? Mind your own business, in other words. That's what you're trying to tell us. But you know, we cannot do that. We can't mind our own business if that's what you want us to do and leave yours alone. You are our business. Do you see what I'm saying? You are every Christian's business that's real Christian, true born Christians who born and washed in the blood of the Lamb. You are their business because he told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. See, everybody, whether you want to hear it or not, do you see? Now, it's your responsibility to get the word out. And this is what we do, is get the word out. Whether you want to hear it, you cannot like the preacher or not. It don't make no difference. Half of the people that's sitting up in churches now don't like the preacher. Have you ever thought about why? They don't want to hear the truth. Just like they don't like Jesus, they don't want no parts of Jesus because of the truth. See? And when that word come out, you want to find an excuse. Well, I come to church today, but I got to be out of here in a few minutes. Well, where are you going? Are you going to work? No, you ain't going to work. You going somewhere to do some playtime. You either going to the club because that's the hour you get free drinks. Normalists. You want to do anything, but you want to name it Christian. You want to be identified with being a Christian, but yet you don't want to be the Christian and be committed to the Word of God. And when you get committed, you don't want to come in and work out. He say, work out your own soul salvation. This is what the Bible say. Work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. You don't want to come in and work out your salvation. You want to do everything in the world except that. Well, let me tell you one thing. Those of you that think y'all doing something to your pastor, hurting your pastor, you hurting yourself. And you will be going down before the pastor because you have set yourself against them. And when you set yourself against your pastor or the pastor or whatever pastor it is because you don't like what they say, you ask for nothing but trouble. And that same pastor going to have to pray you out of it. See? Hey, look, I don't like everything the words say to me, but it comes to me first. And all I have to do is say, ouch. When it's me, ouch, oh, Lord, don't catch me here the next time. I won't be caught here no more. See, to hear that word that cut through you, yourself, that who you think you are. See, we walk around thinking we are somebody and we are nobody. All right? We think we somebody, but we ain't nobody. Everybody thinking they got it going on. And you know what? You ain't got it going on. You ain't got a thing going on. Why ain't you got a thing? Let me read a scripture right quick. One scripture here, Galatians 6:4 I'm going to read. But let every man prove his own work. And then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Listen, for every man shall bear his own burden. So you can't put nothing on your family. You mean hear what you say? He said you got to bear your own burdens. Well, my mother is saved. Yes, your mother is saved. She got to bear her own burden. She got to work out her own soul salvation. You got to work out your own. This is an individual thing. You're going to have to prepare yourself. We just give the word, and you should take the word to prepare yourself for the journey. See? But you want to walk on somebody else's street all the time. Yeah. This is what you want to do. Well, I'm a Christian. Well, you're on Christian Street, right? So you want to be a Christian. You live in the Bible Belt. Well, you want to be a, I'm a Christian because I live in the Bible Belt. Not so. Not so. You still who you are. You're going to have to make the change. And you want what? You want it to be a measuring stick, the church to be a measuring stick, but you don't want to hold it up and make the change in your life so that you can be the measuring stick that people measure you as a Christian. Say that he truly is a Christian. She truly is a Christian. She don't just talk it. She walk it or he walk it. You see? God say he wants you to, if you're going to live in the spirit, walk in it. Don't be trying to make to 10 or have fake news. Huh? You want to be in the spirit truth. I wouldn't want to be out here pretending, have 1 foot in. You know what they used to tell us long time ago? Got 1 foot in the grave, another on a banana peel. See? So you got to slip and fall any minute on that banana peel. Okay? You see? So what are you doing today? You're going to have to make up your mind that I am not in no social club. This is not the whatever the name of the clubs out there today. I don't know. I don't know none of these ones around here where I'm at. I don't know none. I done forgot all of them. You know, whatever the name, Cotton Club or whoever club it is. I just named something, you see. Huh? You think this is what the church is. And the preachers are letting you do that. They come in church, you stay in church 5 minutes, and you ready to go. What you going home to do? Huh? You go home, look at the TV, maybe eat some food, look at the TV, go to sleep. Get up in the morning, go to work, but you're on time at that work. But when it comes down to God, you don't come on time, but I'm a Christian. Huh? And I wonder how you think that the church got started. God put up tents and an altar there, and the people had to come together when they were called, the time that they were called. And worship God. They didn't sit up there and have a bingo party. Huh? Because you got to be entertained. I got to do something to keep you coming to church. Well, what happened to loving God with all your mind, soul, and body? Hmm? What happened to being committed to the word of the living God? What happened to all of that? Worshiping him, glorifying him, and magnifying. What happened to all this stuff? Hmm? Have you gone so into normalism until none of that mean anything to you? All you want to do is get up in the morning and go to the golf course. I'm going to the baseball game. I'm going to the football game. I'm going to some game. I know one day we sit up and look Sundays where it used to be people, you wouldn't dare see people out there cutting their grass and doing none of that stuff on Sunday, and the stores wasn't open and the bars definitely wasn't open. That they took it as a day of rest. They honored God's word. Now you can do anything you want to do on that day, and you do it. And don't let nobody ask you to come out, come into church, because you ain't coming. You made your way. Listen, I seen people walk. I was up in somewhere, St. Anne's, I think it's Jamaica, St. Anne's, Bahamas, somewhere, wherever I was. And those people walk. I was having revival, and those people walked 5 miles to the revival. And you know they had to walk 5 miles back to get back to where they stayed. And when they came, they gave it all they had. And I say, wow, Lord. I said, they don't do this in America over here in the States. They don't do that. They're not grateful. They're not thankful that God has allowed them breath to breathe in. And, you know, they're just not grateful. We take it for granted. Huh? I don't take nothing for granted. I don't even take this chair I'm sitting in for granted. You see? I don't take that for granted. When you become a true-born Christian, you know, when you really take Christ in your life and you live the life that he's requiring us to live, you don't take things lightly. You see? You mean business. You want to walk right, talk right. You want to do everything that you're supposed to do. You want to do it with all your heart, don't you? Hmm? Now, you know, I know you say, well, were you pointing out these things? I'm only bringing to the front of things that is occurring now in the church. See, there are family churches, and they say, and then the family run the church. And when the family run the church, right or wrong, it, what God say don't even go. Well, that's my family. They can do that if they want to. What happened to, who was that? I'm just thinking about it. Eli. What happened to him when he let his children do what they wanted in God's house? God out his lights, y'all. Took him out of here. When you sit up and what you do, you put a mask over your children's sin because they do anything they want to in the church house. And you put a mask over it. Oh, they just young. They young enough to die too. I hate to put it that way, but that's the truth. See, it's on you. See, why did God take Papa there? Huh? Because he was the priest and he allowed it in the house of God. The preacher just can't allow his children to do anything. I know the children get mad and ain't coming to church no more. But you is coming. If you're under my roof, you're getting out of here. I'm going to drag you in by your hair. See? Let them know who is the adult here instead of you going along with them. Let them pull you. And you get all out of God, and now you in their mess. They can do anything in church. They want to say anything in church. And you know when God starts letting that lightning hit that church again with you in it, you're going to wish you had it. You say, well, I see people doing it all the time. I see churches doing it. Because they family is this, they family, they let them do anything they want to do. My children don't do anything they want to do in church. You go outside of church, do anything you want outside, though. Don't bring it in here. We lock horns some. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'll be by myself. I know. You say, well, you'll be by yourself. Well, I don't mind. I still praise God. But don't try to threaten nobody. I'm going to leave. I ain't coming back if you don't let me do what I want to do. Well, bye. This is the house of God, and I'm responsible for it. And God going to hold me responsible for you acting ugly. And I don't want to get no beating for you. Or you, or nobody else. See? And the best thing I say now, if you don't like the place, just go someplace else where you like and where you can get to heaven by. Because if you sit there with hatred, meanness, and all them other little spirits you carry around with you, you ain't going to make it into glory. Do you get the picture here? You're not going to make it like that. Whether you see, it don't matter about what relations you are. You still gonna get paid. Whatever man sow, that's what he's going to reap. See, just like you do it to one person, you know somebody else gonna do it to you, but it's gonna be worse. And you can't avoid it. You can try to avoid it all you want to, but God got a way to pay that bill on you. You owe him, you're going to get it paid one way or another. This is what happens today. This is what happens. So you might as well just go and do it right. Ain't that right? Shouldn't you just go and do right? I know you don't. You're not me. So you're going to have to prove your own work now. Your own work. That's what I read in the scripture. Every man prove his own work. Okay? I can't prove your work. He said you got to prove your own. What you mean prove my own work? Are you living for Christ or not? Are you being deceived? Which one is it? You living for him or you not? Are you real or not? Are you one of them great pretenders? My God. See, this is just, we're just trying to get you out of normalism. We're trying to get you in a place of commitment to Christ Jesus. Okay? You not committed. When you committed to your church house, your church where you are, then you committed to Christ. Because if Christ is there, you're committed, right?
Amen.
Bless God. If Christ is there, you're committed. Is that right?
Amen.
Well, think about the millions of people that Moses had. Think about all them people. They had to be committed to the word. They had to be committed to Moses as the leader. See? And they followed the word. And when he made the call, it's time to worship the Lord, this is the hour, the time, they had to be there. They had to get ready and be there. Do you get it? Ain't no getting around it. I know you say, well, I can look at TV and I can, you know. No, ain't you going to fall asleep? Mm-hmm. If the man on the TV, woman on the TV made a altar call, you ain't hear it because you done fell asleep or somebody called you on the phone and you talking.
That's right.
So you know you ain't doing it. So why you want to pretend? Why you want to say, I can do it at home? Because you are a normalist. That's what you are. I have a label. And what is it again, Micah?
Three words. Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Don't talk to me.
Don't tell me what to do.
And leave me alone.
Those three things is what the people supposed to be of God is saying today. This is what they want from a church. I can do what I want to do. It ain't your business. But I'm here to tell you, I hate to put a little pin in your bubble, but this is our business. Is to tell you what God say do. You don't have to do it if you don't want to, but then you want to answer to him, not the preacher. Do you get it? Not the preacher. You're going to answer to the preacher. Y'all think you do. Do you really want a relationship with God, or you just want a relationship with an idea? You want people to say, oh, that's a good Christian. It looked good on your resume, huh? Is that what you want to do? Something look good? Well, go ask deacon. I was a deacon in the church. Go ask the pastor. You know, I remember somebody that left the church, left our church a long time ago, and they went out of town to another church, and then they went and told this other church, because the other church require a whole lot of paperwork done, the way you was and what you did in the church and how you reacted in the church too. Okay? And they sent us a letter saying, they said, this the last church they were in, so this is, we want to know. Say, well, listen, they weren't here that long, one, and two, they never paid tithes, three, and four, they ain't do nothing here. So now I don't know what happened after then. I guess somebody was mad. Okay. Well, the truth is the truth. Okay. Some churches require you to bring that paper with you when you change churches, because they don't want all these church hopping folks bringing these different spirits all up and down in there. Well, I was a good Christian over there, and I did this, and you ain't done nothing. How you going to lie? You see what I'm saying? People do these things, and what are you coming to church for? So it look good on your resume? Now you want to go to one of them big churches like T.D. Jakes and all of them people. You want to go to them, but they require some information here, a whole lot of information. And you got to give them some in order to come in there to be a part of their membership. Now, what you going to tell them? I was at my mother's church, and you know I didn't. Don't ask him. Don't ask me. If I'm your mother, ask me. Because I'm going to tell them what you done. Nothing. You see, I ain't going to hell for you, lying for you. I got to keep my own self straight. Do you see what I'm saying? And he say, work out your own soul's salvation with fear and trembling. See, you got to work out your salvation. I got to work out my salvation. And if God tell me to tell you something, I tell you, you're going to get mad. I know you. If some things I know you're going to get mad. I know everybody want a husband or wife, or they want a car, or house, or truck, or jewelry, or money, or they want something like that, tangible, they could touch. They don't want spiritual things. You see? That's because they are walking in a carnal mind. You see? Now, we don't have a state religion here now, but it looks like we headed for it. You see? Then what we gonna say? We can't say we a Christian no more? We gonna get put in jail? It probably so, but it's worth it. It's worth it, you see. Let me tell you, we have been over here in America, we have been the missionaries for countries for eons of time. But now they going to have to missionary us. Now that's terrible. That's a terrible testimony. God's, we spoke was a God-fearing country. Now we've become so torn with hate. Sin of any kind and every kind. Now somebody got to come and do what? Help us. Bring us back to God. Help us remember God. Do that make sense? Don't make sense at all. We done forgot everything that brought us where we are, to the point to where we are. Now we got so free until we just crazy. And it ain't no one person going crazy. All of them just about look like they going nuts. You can't hardly find a true church anymore, a real church anymore. Somebody preaching the truth, telling the truth. You can't only find it because nobody wants it. What do they want, church?
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
Don't talk to me.
Don't tell me what to do. And leave me alone. That's all they want. I just want to leave that. Do you know that today? That's all they want. Because what? They're in a habit of saying it, I'm a Christian, and it sounds good. I don't care what they live in. I don't care who they living with. I'm a Christian. I know God. You know of God. You don't know God, but you know of God. You heard about it, but you haven't gotten acquainted yet to him. Do you get the picture? Huh? Well, you know, I'll just give you one scripture today about it. I'm going to go on and leeway to Bishop Michael here, because, you know, to me it was so interesting because we ain't put on newness yet. You see, we still in these old bodies, okay? And we are trying to do things in these old bodies in a new way, okay? Okay, Brother Mike. Deacon Mike. Well, he's gone. Gotta reach the phone.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that word of normalism. And we was in our Bible study yesterday, and the apostle was teaching us this. It was something, you know, something in the eye-opening about normalism, about how people be to each of their own. And that's what it's all about. People want to do their own thing. They want to be separated from the rest of us. You got some who just say they're Christian, and that's about it. They just say the word. No feeling, no meat behind it, no nothing. No body of work, as apostles say. So people are strange, and I know a lot of them that does that and talks that noise about that. That's all I can say it is noise, because your life is not matching up with what you say. And that's what it's all about. Because I even heard some people talk about that. If matter of fact, Coach Herm Ed would say, your life ought to match up what your mouth is saying, you know. And I was thinking about that as Apostle was talking, and I heard him talk about that the other day. And he was talking about how people always run off at the mouth about they this and they that, but your life ain't matching up with what you're saying. And this is all about normalism. You say you're Christian, but your life ain't matching it. What you're doing is two different things and what's going on. And as apostles say, you don't even know the church you belong to. You don't even, and I remember me and Pastor Barnes was out, and we asked the dude, what's the name of the pastor? But that was his church. He didn't even know the pastor name. So you know he ain't been there, you know. But he was just trying to say something to get us off his back. That's about all. But you know what? What they doing and they doing that is the fact of the matter is God see what they doing. God see what's coming out their mouth, you know. But people do that. Even when I was out in the street, I had more respect for the word of God than that. Now, I'm just going to tell you like this, because I was raised, I always thought God was going to strike me with lightning. I was too scared, you know. Y'all say I'm chicken. Yeah, I was chicken. But, you know, that's the way it is. But these days, these people are not raised with the fear of God in them, and that's the problem. And if you look at the country today, we need to be, keep, you know, we need to stay and think about the word of God. The word of God need to be instilled in us because of the way, look at the world and the way it's going today. Look at all the things that's happening all around. And when you go out there and you telling people about God, it's for their sake. It's for their salvation. It ain't for yours because you're doing your job. It's up to them whether they want to accept it or not. Now, if they don't accept it, you did your job. Now, you feel bad when something happened to them and you hear about it later, you'll feel bad. But the thing about it is, when you talk to them about God, that's because the Spirit sent you to these certain people. Whether we know it or not, the Spirit say, talk to that person. Something just tell you, I got to talk to them about God. And you know, you do it, and that's their key to getting in the door. That's their key to getting into heaven, because God is telling them something. Not telling you something, but telling them something. But then when they say, I got it all, I'm saved, and I know what to do, and I know what God tells me to do. But once they start that, it's you know, ain't nothing too much you can do. Ain't nothing you can too much say. But, okay, you know. But the thing about it is you take their word for it. But we know that they're telling a lie. You can't pull the wool over nobody's eyes. We know that they're telling a lie. So how can we combat that? How can we get over that hump with these type of people? Let's try to think of a solution to see how we can combat these type of people, on how we can get through to them. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, a hard head makes a soft bottom. So, therefore, what we're trying to do is keep these hard heads and try to get them to be soft-minded and open-minded. Because once their mind is closed, they don't realize that they're hurting themselves. They don't realize that God is also looking at them. But God is also looking at us to see if we delivered the message. Mm-hmm. If we don't deliver the message, we're in trouble. And we know that God telling us to deliver the message, but we're not doing it. So therefore, we're in the same boat as they're in because we didn't do our job. See, once you be committed to God, you're going to do your job. You're going to do what the Spirit tells you to do. But if you ignore that right to tell them, how are you going to feel? How are you going to be? Because you could have pulled these people in. If they listen, it's on them. If they don't listen, it's on them. You understand? So, therefore, it's up to us to talk to them. It's up to us to reel them in. It's up to us to just deliver the word to them, even if it's just Jesus loves you. You don't know how many people need that. Just need them three little words, Jesus love you. You don't know how many people that need that. And see, the thing about this, we're afraid to say that. These days, we're afraid to say that because somebody would try to sue you because they say you're trying to force your religion on them. How can you reinforce your religion? The only thing you said was Jesus loves you. That's up to you to take it. That ain't up to nobody else or the courts. That's up to you to say that. So if they take you to court for that, if they take you to court for that, now, if they take you to court for saying that you trying to force your religion on them, but the first thing they do when they get to court and they put their hand on the Bible, think about that. You go to court, they take you to court for saying Jesus loves you, but as soon as they get up there, they put their hand on the Bible. So help me God, I'll tell the truth. So what's the point when they're going to sway on the Bible that they're telling the truth, but they want to take you to court for saying Jesus loves you? Think about that. That don't make no sense. It really don't make no sense. So that's another case. That's another case of normalism. That's another case of normalism, because in their mind is something else. I mean, even the atheists, when they want to go to court, the first thing they want to do, they're going to put their hand on the Bible. So help me God. So what is that? They don't tell the judge and the court system, oh, I don't believe in that. No, they don't. They get up there and they say that. Because the judge don't want to hear that either, because that's the rules of the court. So, you know, this world, this day and time is confusing. But you can see these little things that don't make any sense. So we need to think about how these things are going on and what you see and hear. All you got to do is pay attention to the little things that's going on. Because a lot of times these little bitty things that are going on, we can get into and we can see. So help us God, so we need to know. So that's what Apostle is talking about, that normalism. It's and salvation is a self case. It's on you. If you need salvation, you want salvation, it's on you. Just say, I repent of my sins and Jesus help me. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that's an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael, a continuation, I tell you. So you know what? You tune in tomorrow to Block Talk Radio to hear more, because I know more will be coming. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Block Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Or you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. If you would like to fellowship with us, come on out every Sunday at 1 p.m. or every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. to the City of Victory. That address is 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. That's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida, 32776. Oh, tune in every Friday night to the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by our very own Elder Witted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Till then, be blessed and tune in tomorrow.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God.
Let
him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go. Let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.